Welcome to a talk about USB 9 PFS. Let's do a short introduction. No, it's not working. Yeah. My name is Michael Greschek, and here's my colleague Ahmed Fatoum. We work at Pangotronics, a company located in Hildesheim. We work mostly on embedded tasks for companies. We do consulting, driver development, graphics and system integration. Actually, this picture was taken in a special time once in a year when all members of our company is traveling to one place. And then we just break all our development for the customers and talk about issues. And then we try to figure out what could be a possible solution to get something better done and something like that. And this leads me to the first question, issues. Do a lot of you boot network embedded devices over NFS? How many of you? Do you sometimes see issues by doing this? For example, not the right privileges of your root file system, or is the root file system is not suitable? How many of you would say it's a common issue? Yeah, perfect. And sometimes do you have the issue that you have no network interface on the embedded device available because you are developing on the network interface, perhaps a switch or something like that? Okay, like 2, 3, 4, 5 hands. Or it's used otherwise because the application needs it and you need to debug something because it's running. Yeah, it's a user space. Okay. Does anybody use 9PFS in some situations? Okay, it's not so many, but we do. We now do 9PSF over the USB gadget transport, because a lot of embedded devices have an USB gadget port available, while the Ethernet port is not available. And so what we thought about is do the way around. We connect the gadget port to an host that is exposing the file system that we want to see on the embedded device over USB. This is a little bit tricky because usually you see the other way around when you plug in your phone. It's actually also a gadget, and you see the file system of your mobile phone, but this is a different way around. So you see the file system from the hard drive on your mobile on your desktop in the embedded device, and this is actually the preferable way to debug the system. So a lot of you usually see 9PFS in the wild when you develop, for example, QEMU. You have an embedded device, your application stack could run in QEMU by booting the root file system. You export it by the VIT.io 9P device interface that is implemented in the QEMU application. But there's a lot of other client transports in the Linux kernel. For example, the TCP stack that is usually also possible to root to boot an embedded device over an IP is located in the file descriptor transport. And then the, like I mentioned, the VIT.io interface is available in the kernel. Or there are different other specialties for data farming, LDMA or XEN. The exported part, I was talking about the client part, the exported part that is exposing the file system on the host is you can use two open source applications like NFS Ganesha or Diode. NFS Ganesha is a little bit more complex and can do a lot of NFS and stuff, but Diode is a simpler way and is easier to configure and run for a host. So what is 9PFS actually? It's actually only a protocol. It's a representation of data on another namespace. And for this, you can, there's